This is an explanation of loop number two. So loop number two involves the delivery of course concepts. So while loop number one focuses on the student's personal experiences, loop number two contains concepts that will help the student to better understand and better appreciate those experiences in relation to the learning outcomes of the course. So in Rec 2295, for example, I'll be using about 20 course concepts. You can think of these concepts as bite-sized bits of course material. Loop 2 involves the transfer of course information from the instructor to the student. It's about content delivery and the consumption of information. So we could ask ourselves, what useful information could be delivered to the student onto their mobile device? This approach also facilitates just-in-time learning. A student can access and review key course concepts just prior to, or in the midst of, or just after an important personal learning experience. A student can access very usable course-related information at times and in places that are most helpful to them.